Hi everybody, Andrew Gill here, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and Bray. Welcome to our weekly Church at Home video sermon. Today we're looking at another parable of Jesus, and this one is all about money. Watching this today, you probably fit broadly into one of these two categories. Either that during the pandemic, your income stayed the same, maybe even went up, but your expenses went right down, and you've got a bit of a surplus and you're thinking about the year ahead and you're thinking about what you can do with a little bit of extra money that you have. Or alternatively, during the pandemic, your income went down, maybe even considerably, and your expenses stayed the same or even went up. And when you look to the year ahead, you're thinking about how you're going to cope. And you're approaching the new year with anxiety and a lot of worry for what lies ahead. But no matter which one of those two groups you fit into, we are all open to the temptation of greed in our lives. There are two lies that our world tells us about wealth and possessions, and we fall for them all the time. First of all, that more makes you happy, and two, that enough gives you security. In today's parable, we meet a man who, by the world's standards, is successful. Yet Jesus describes him as a fool because he built his life on the foundation of those two lies, that more makes you happier and that enough gives you security. And so Jesus warns us against selfish greed, arrogant planning, and directs us to putting our trust and our faith in God. This parable is in Luke 12, and the chapter begins with Jesus teaching his disciples about remaining faithful in difficult times. But there's a crowd of thousands of others listening in on this. And halfway through, somebody from the crowd just interrupts Jesus and says, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." So there's obviously been some kind of dispute, and this man feels he's been treated unfairly, so he demands Jesus to take his side. But Jesus has no interest in involving himself in the middle of a family squabble over money. But he detects that behind this man's interruption is a desire for more. He's greedy. And so Jesus says to the crowd and to him and to the disciples, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." He then goes on to tell this parable. And let me read from Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 16. "The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, 'What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.' Then he said, 'This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" Now, maybe you read that and you think, well, what's the problem? Is that not just doing good business? Is he not sensibly saving? But the issue here is not essentially what he does, but why he does it. Because clearly he is motivated by selfish greed. In this short story, the man talks to himself about himself. He says, "I will do this and I will do that." And he talks about my crops and my barns and my grain and my goods and myself. He's just obsessed with himself. He's got no gratitude towards God. He's got no family that he's trying to provide for, no friends that he's trying to share with, no workers that he's going to reward for their hard work. And by storing all this grain for himself, he's keeping it away from the people who need that grain for food to eat. All he cares about is himself, and he wants to indulge himself even further. And Jesus says we need to be on our guard against all kinds of selfish greed. Because out in our culture, greed is there like a disease, and we need to be constantly on our guard from it. And how much more in today's modern society, when we have giant billboards everywhere we go and targeted adverts going right into our phones. We need to be so careful that we don't fall in to selfish greed. Because we hear this story, and probably a lot of us watching this today aren't farmers, so the idea of building barns maybe seems a little bit distant to us. But what if instead this story was about somebody wanting to build a bigger house? Or wanting to go on a more extravagant holiday? Or somebody who wanted to build a bigger wardrobe for all their designer clothes? Or to build bigger shelves for their collection? We can all start to believe that lie that more wealth, more possessions will make us happier. But that is not true. We need to be on our guard against greed. But what made this man truly foolish was his arrogant planning, because he thought all the money he had gave him security for the future. But as the story goes on, we see that he was completely wrong. But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" Just as this man was preparing for his luxurious retirement, all of a sudden he drops dead. All of his arrogant plans come to nothing. And the great wealth that he had accumulated for himself is useless as he stands before the judgment of God. How foolish it is to gain temporary things at the expense of eternal things. This man had failed to realize that his possessions, his wealth, even his life here on earth are all just temporary. We need to remember that we too will die someday, and we need to look at all we own and all we have in light of our own mortality. And then Jesus finishes off this parable by saying, "This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God." Being rich towards God means putting him first. It means replacing selfish greed with selfless generosity. It means replacing arrogant planning with confident dependence. The best way to invest your money is to use it to help others. Just after this parable, in the next few verses, we see that Jesus resumes his teaching to the 12 disciples, and he tells them not to worry. He says, "Don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to wear. Just trust that God knows what you need and that he will generously provide for everything." And he says, "Look at the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. God looks after them, so he will definitely look after you." And then he says these words from verse 31. "Seek first his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is why I love these parables, because once you begin to unpack this simple story, its truth is life-changing. Of course, money is important to life, but we need to make sure it doesn't become the most important thing. We all need some money to live, but money should never be what we live for. So we need to ask ourselves, are we pursuing selfish greed, or are we pursuing selfless generosity? Have your plans for the future become arrogant and you need instead humble dependence? Have your visions of the future become filled with anxiety, which need to be replaced with confident faith in your Father who loves you and provides for you? The man who came to Jesus and interrupted him wanted a share in an earthly inheritance. But Jesus came to give us an eternal inheritance, to give us the kingdom. Make sure we don't make the mistake that the man did, and that we're not foolish like the farmer in this story, but we realize that God is the only one who can make us happy. And he is the only one who can provide security for our future. Let us learn how to be rich towards him. Father God, I thank you for your generosity and for how you lovingly provide for all my needs. Thank you that Jesus became poor for my sake, so that through his earthly poverty, I might inherit the riches of heaven. Lord God, I am sorry for my selfishness, my greed, and my pride. Please forgive me for serving money before loving you. Holy Spirit, fill me with the generosity of Christ and give me wisdom to be a good steward of all the resources you have given to me. Amen. Thanks for listening to this audio sermon. For more resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.